Refugees, asylum seekers, refugee advocates and academics are meeting in Melbourne to seek solutions for the more than 22 million people displaced around the world. Refugee Council of Australia President Phil Glendenning says the Refugees Alternatives Conference, held in Melbourne for the first time, will help develop a more authentic discussion around policy.
Well, it's time for alternatives when it comes to refugee policy. Too much harm has been done to too many people over the last couple of decades in Australia. And so we've got 450 people gathered from across the country and around the world to look at what those positive alternatives could be.
Most of the people attending the seminar have lived the experience of being a refugee or an asylum seeker. Muzaffar Ali, a refugee who escaped a Taliban-controlled village in Afghanistan 4 years ago and now lives in Adelaide, says many feel their voices are ignored in the public space.
There are sleeping leaders in the communities and they have to take up their roles and they have to step in and see what they can do. So these voices are important in a way that encourages other refugees that they can do something. They can be a part of solutions rather than to waiting for someone to help them.
Hazara refugee and Sydney resident Najiba Wazifardost has lobbied the United Nations for improved rights for refugees. She says human resources already exist within Australia's refugee community to generate positive change.
If you look at around Australia, we have a lot of refugees that are already contributing in different ways. You know, we have a lot of engineers right now as refugees. We have very big business holders right now as refugees. We have teachers, we have case managers, we have doctors and nurses, you know. These are good examples for the government to see and to allow more participation of refugees in decision-making policies.
Ms. Wazifardost says refugees want to remove the focus from need and to have the chance to use their resilience to become strength-based. Apajok Bia, a Sydney woman of South Sudanese heritage, has also taken the cause of refugee youths to the United Nations. She says Australia's young refugees should have a voice in tackling topical issues too.
If refugee youth were given a seat at the table for decision-making practices that affect them, I think it will provide a vast change in outcomes. Because if we have the lived experience, we've been through the challenges and we provide the solutions, it will be completely effective.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.